nobody wants to be famous. Nobody wants to be nameless, aimless. People act shameless, trying to live like entertainers. With the flat crib with the acre, send the spare money that they ain't made yet. Got a van to take that they ain't paid yet. Spend a paycheck in the West End on the weekend. Got no money by the end of the weekend. But they don't care cause their life is a movie. Starring Louis V, paid for by yours truly. Truthfully, it's a joke like a bad episode of Hollyoaks. Can't keep up with the governor. So they got bad credit living on direct debit in debt. They still don't get it cause they're too busy living the high life. The nightlife hugging the highway, living large and it all says.
Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Aftermath Show. It's going a bit awry today, but welcome anyway.
We don't know what we're doing.
It's great.
It's too early. It's too goddamn early, but thank you.
It's been too early for the last, you know, few months.
Like, no, but it looks like it's still dark, or it hasn't...
The sun hasn't risen.
Yeah, it hasn't.
It's
such a gloomy day.
As soon as I started to get dressed today, it started to rain, and I thought, I want to go back to bed.
And you're in bed, all of you out there.
Yeah, look
great.
At you in bed.
Don't say look at you, that's scary.
Look at yourselves in the mirrors.
They can look at us, though.
They can look at themselves.
If there's a mirror in their room, they can look at themselves. Somehow.
Or you can look at us, because we've got a new improved webcam.
Yeah. And because we're beautiful.
Quite scary webcam, if
it
we're honest.
Like, I don't know what it looks like, a Dalek.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it might give birth.
It looks like
you,
a... forget it.
If you flick forward now...
We
must have had a moment there where all of us were looking at it in fear. If you got to see that, then yeah. It must have been good for you. Mm. But yeah, it's gloomy, so we're talking about summer.
The opposite of gloomy.
Because summer isn't that far away, and we'd like to know what your favourite things about summer. Also, what did you do last night? Yeah. Interesting stories, we always like them.
There was a lot of spread around people, actually. I knew quite a lot of people doing very different things. Well,
they should tell us about them.
Yes.
But you guys, what did you three do?
Well,
that was quite interesting.
It is quite interesting. We went and saw Hot Chip at the Brixton O2 Academy.
Woo!
And I went in quite dubious and apprehensive. I didn't think I liked them that much, and B, I didn't think that they would be that good, and it pretty much blew me away. It was amazing. They did like a couple of their new tracks, some old tracks, and yeah, it was just really, really good.
I
enjoyed the confetti the most. That was the
highlight. Oh no! Stop it!
That's like
waving. Who's that?
Why were you waving?
Someone asked for a wave.
Yeah.
Who?
Gaz asked for a wave on the way.
For like at least 2 seconds.
A bit of a delay. I just saw myself wave, but like.
There you go, guys. You gotta be happy now, because we're not gonna make you happy at all for the rest of the show.
It's really raining.
We're just gonna drag you down.
I'm kidding.
We're liars.
You're not liars. We're liars this week.
Yes, we can do the lying.
You can do the listening. Yeah. That doesn't mean that's a terrible logo. That's a terrible slogan. You do listening.
I think it's quite good. Oh, Elvis is holding a can of Foster's in the studio.
And a paintbrush.
Well, here's another paintbrush. And it's yellow. And if you come into the studio, we will paint you.
Yeah.
It's a promise.
Yeah. It might
just
be...
colour?
Any colour they want.
Like a Subway voucher.
Okay.
Apart from, like, transparency. Any kind of gloss. No glossing.
We could laminate something.
Only matte paint,
oh,
please.
Damn. They have to bring the paint?
No.
We'll find some paint for you. Don't worry about it. Hot Chip was very good for me, specifically because I didn't realise I was going until about halfway through the day. And then I said, oh, I've got a free ticket. And I was like, yay! And turned up with all my bags and stuff that I had to shove in the cloakroom. But it was amazing. And I was very worried I was going to miss over and over. But... it was good. It was
they
incredible.
Did that halfway through,
yeah.
And I couldn't tell that it was over and over.
No, not because it was a weird intro,
yeah,
and then when it
did
come up, it was just
they change it
great.
Every time.
Yeah, and but they were all just wearing tuxes, apart from Alexis, who was wearing orange.
Cagoule.
Ski trousers and those like 80s Nike high tops. It was just incredible.
Geek chic.
So
that's what we decided
good.
It was,
yeah.
And we loved it. But yeah, so we're saying some summer songs to cheer you up on this dull and grisly day. And yeah, and just tell us what you like about summer, what your plans. What did you do last night? I doubt it's summer related, to be perfectly honest.
It could have been. You could have gone to a party dressed like as a surfer person.
Actually, no, on Thursday at Med they had the beach theme on, which I don't know anyone went to, but there we go.
Ah, well there we go.
If you went to that and it was summery, right in.
Yeah, normally I'd be quite upset and jealous of all these people going to see my favourite band in the world.
Ooh.
But I'm going to see them tonight, so
yay!
And it's the late viewing, and it's quite scary. They might strip or something.
I know.
No.
It'd be kind of gross.
No under 14s allowed in this one.
The hot chip after dark.
Yeah.
Nice.
They turn into like wolves.
I can imagine that. I can see that.
Yeah. He would look.
They tear off their tongue.
What with a cagoule on?
He would look like the tiniest wolf ever.
Yeah, he's small.
He'd be like a small puppy.
Very, very small.
Small, vicious puppy. Great.
But that said, I think I'm just going to play you one of Hot Chip's new tracks. This is called One Life Stand, which they did do last night.
Indeed.
And it was great. Whilst you're listening and enjoying this, you should get in touch as well.
We want to hear your beautiful words.
Yeah, you could email us on studio@su.rhul.ac.uk or you can just go to the website and write your name in the little box and wear a little message, type in 11 and then send it off to us and we'll get it. Yeah, so here's Hot Chip with One Life Stand. Just go to the website and write your name in the little box.
Studio's gone a bit crazy.
It wasn't our own Fahana techno mix much of that. That wasn't intentional.
Subliminal messages.
Oh my god.
It's 2 hours of talking from now, because we don't know what the music.
Hang on a second. Right. Let's do this now.
I'm
Finally, Hot Chip with One Life Stand.
And then before that, we played Cousins by Vampire Weekend.
Yes. Yes.
Before
hope you
that,
liked
we played the Hot Chip Fahana remix.
Which one did you prefer?
Yeah.
That's what we want to know. Yeah, that ending, the ending to that song,
is
to One Life Stand, is great,
the
yeah.
Boom!
Boom!
That's you should have done that as well. That would have been much better.
Yeah, Fahana, if you'd known the remix style.
I'm learning, guys. Getting there.
Next week,
yeah.
Oh, next week.
I'll have it down pat.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It's going to be incredible. She still won't sing. She's just talking in the background.
Yeah, no, I'm not singing. I don't sing. I don't do that. That's not how
I roll, man. No one cool sings.
No, we kind of speak. Do the Lily Allen talking thing. Mm. Yeah? Yeah? No, I'm not going to do that. So we're still talking about summer because it's majorly raining outside.
Started down a little bit, but it was horrible. It was bad.
Mm. I can't wait for the trees to look like proper trees again.
That's a bit treeist. They can't help it.
I know, but
look,
I can't wait.
They're
for them
upset
to.
You said that.
She prefers the evergreens.
They're weeping. You can see it.
They are weeping. I'm sorry. I am sorry, but I do want them to be leafy again.
Mm. I'm just saying, like, in the tree world, do the evergreens just mock the other ones?
No, I think they get mocked.
I think
they get mocked
because
they're
cute.
They get mocked.
I suppose they're the outside
minority.
They're the minority group. They should know. Yeah. Wow.
You can probably hear it on the mic, to be honest, the rain. I quite like the sound of rain, though.
Yeah, no, it's comforting.
I can hear it.
But
nice.
Only when you're in bed and tucked
indoors
up and it's all warm.
And
life is great.
It's hard to make their studio cosy, I think.
We could bring duvets in.
They've put a smiley face in the dust right here.
Oh, well,
you guys can't see that, but...
And we left a paintbrush.
We do have a paintbrush, guys.
And there's some cushions lying about.
Why did they just dust it? It's disgusting. I never
noticed.
It's
not that bad. Alright, calm down, guys.
Give us your requests about summer. About summer songs that remind you of summer stories. Things you like to do in the summer.
Are you going to any festivals this summer?
Mm. Oh,
I'd like to be.
Gaz has made a tree related joke.
Go for it.
Said something about they are weeping willows, but I think that was in relation to trees getting
crying.
Made fun of.
Yeah.
There we go.
Gaz.
It's a little bit delayed. Your knowledge of tree varieties really helps your comedic styling. So I enjoyed it.
It makes me weep.
Really?
A little bit.
I quite liked it. I thought it was well thought out and
thanks for the jokes.
We appreciate jokes on the show. Yeah, if you've got any summer related jokes.
I probably won't like them either.
Alright, let's just make Sarah as grumpy as possible.
Do it, do you know what? Pathetic fallacy. We all like a bit of that.
Exactly. Let's just send in anything that's gonna make Sarah rant away and hate you a little bit.
No,
that'd be
come
fun.
On.
Yeah.
I've had a tough week, to be fair. Mm. My laptop got the black screen of death. I don't know if anyone knows about this.
Did it die?
Yeah, I found out what it was, and then instead of going to Bedford Library and sorting out with the computer people,
we don't do anything.
I just went on someone else's laptop, googled black screen of death, solution.
Literally that.
You put in that.
Well, no, I thought I'd get more help by using the really geeky name for
terminology.
It. KSOD. They use the K from Black. I don't know why, because they're weird. And then it worked. I just had to do something quite weird, and it worked. But yeah, has anyone else had this? Because
I haven't had the black screen of death. I had the blue screen of death.
Oh, no.
And it said it was taking a physical dump. the blue screen's not a good idea. My old phone that fell down the toilet used to blue screen a lot.
It just fell, did it? It wasn't
actually, it did fall. It was in my back pocket, and
you make it sound like it jumped on its own accord. You were involved in some way.
It had enough blue screening, so it was like
no more dumps. I'm gonna dump myself.
Jokes is not that bad.
Yeah. Only about dumping, though.
Only puns about dumping.
Yeah.
Because we're quite highbrow on this show, yeah. I'd say.
I'd say so, too. Yeah.
We're centered around the dump button, yeah. Which we're too afraid to press, to be perfectly honest. And we never will.
We might just wipe... Poor Alice. Alice has failed us today. That's the name of our system here.
Really?
Alice Air 2000.
10 years.
Oh, she's 10.
Yeah.
But could this be a model number?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, Alice kind of isn't feeling too good today.
And neither is Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Oh no, wait, she is, because she's now being played at Odeon.
Oh, it's View.
And View, maybe.
I'm not sure about View.
I don't know. Odeon has definitely played Alice.
If you didn't know about this, is the debate where I think to avoid copyright issues and piracy, Alice in Wonderland was trying to cut the release date of their DVD
from 17 weeks to 12 weeks. Mm. And Odeon and View, they wouldn't allow this because it would obviously make people less willing to go to the cinema because it would just be out on DVD a few weeks later. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see the harm in it. I think it's very different.
It's
still good to see it in 3D.
Exactly. Yeah. It's still a novelty seeing it in 3D, so I think they're wrong. They should
calm down.
Especially about...
I think it's just the fact that they won't make as much money. Because there will be some people who aren't that keen on going to the cinema and who will just say, oh, it's only 12 weeks, we'll just wait it out a little bit longer.
If there's a movie I really want to see, I'll always see it in cinema. It's so much different experience.
It is, but I'd like to say I'm that kind of person, but I never am. I don't think I'm bothered that much. Like, I think I get more bothered if I miss bands.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I get bothered if I miss them when they're small as well. And then when they like get really famous, I'm just like, oh, could have seen them for £2 and I didn't.
Yeah.
But Alice wasn't. It's the kind of target audience. Quite a lot of young people would want to go see it.
Yeah.
And I think they'd go to cinema no matter when the DVD's coming out. They wouldn't care. They wouldn't even know. They may not know what 17 means. not even realise.
They might not. You're right. And then that other target is little children, and they're really at the will of their parents.
The parents are always trying to find something for them to go and see.
Yeah.
Actually, what sticker is it?
No idea.
PG 12A.
Yeah,
are you guys going to go see it?
I'd like to. Whether this is financially feasible is another question.
Oh, yes, the big question. The big student question.
And whether I can bother to go out to Belton or wherever it may be showing.
It'll be showing. Oh, no.
I don't know. We
will just have to wait till the summer.
You do the whole hands thing. You go, how much vodka can I get for this trip? And then if there's more vodka, then you might say...
That's what happens when your life is a mess, Liam.
when
you've got a few problems.
You measure your life by vodka?
You're not Russian. Yeah. It's not happening.
You're not Russian, you're not Polish, you're not...
Oh, the rugby's on today.
Hey, Polski.
3:30.
That was nationalities.
Oh, right.
It's Ireland versus England, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a joke.
Ireland versus Russia. That would be a fun game.
Shock upset. Russia stormed the pitch. That'd be amazing.
Are you ready for a joke?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Molly Edwards.
Oh,
my joke is about the British summer. It involves two people. Person A, have you had a good summer? Person B, yes, indeed. We had a great picnic that afternoon. The joke is based around the idea that British summers are quite poor.
I like how she explained it.
I don't know why. That actually amplified it. I quite enjoyed it.
No, I don't know.
Oh, this is a good one as well, okay. From Gaz.
Go on.
For you, Sarah. What did the pig say at the beach on a hot summer's day?
This one's really good. I like it.
I'm bacon. What? That's amazing.
I don't think I could ever physically laugh at something like that.
Professor had a story
of
last night.
It,
be amused on the inside.
That's nice, I guess, for pigs.
I think
and bacon.
I was like you, but then I started to hang out with Adam.
Yeah, I was going to say, then you went out with Adam.
and I love puns now.
Puns
are my friend.
They say that women don't like jokes with puns that much.
Do now.
Like, compared to, well, they do now for harder does. That's it. All of womankind.
Which one?
If you don't fancy going to the cinema and you prefer musical events, you should definitely check out Insanity Royalty on Thursday, the 4th of March. This Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, this Thursday, which is also Adam's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripe old
age of 21.
Hey, 21.
What about
my story?
From Daphne. Huh? Last night, she went to an amazing restaurant bar called Giclamesh. It was in Camden. The music was amazing. There we go. That's the story from last night.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. For that, Daphne.
What kind of restaurant?
I'm going to go with...
Cypriot?
No, it
was an Asian
That's
restaurant
the one. It was,
of
yeah.
some sort, but she didn't say what.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're glad you had a good night last night. We should play a summer-related song. I've got one picked. And I was going to play Flex by Dizzy Rascal, but I'm now going to play another song by Dizzy Rascal, because although Flex reminds me a lot about summer, this one's more of a summery song, it's not more summer related, and this is The Feeling.
You know it's that time, cross. Summertime, man. Yo, I love this time of year, man. I love you. The girls are out. They're wearing a lot less. No time like summertime, love. It's all nice, man. It's all lovely. Time to live it up, man. Summer in the city, such a very special time. If you put aside the traffic, air pollution and the grime, you'll be pleased to be reminded that the girls are looking fine. And apart from money, that's the only thing that's on my mind. Short skirts, belly tops, fake tan, string dress with a bra underneath for the man. Sitting hard off a half of a glimpse, I got plans to be scooping up a couple bath things if I can. If I can't, then I'm still alive. Then they start to stare and wonder who I am and who I'm not. I just take it in my stride, but I ain't never felt this one. And I love you, love you. It's all good, man. You get me? Yo, you know you're gonna catch me out of Ibiza again, yeah? I gotta go there again. Get the Hummer out. Driving down the streets, touching down motorbikes, it's nothing. Turn up at the club. Mayhem, man. Yo, everywhere. It's all fast, though, man. Yo, big shout to the man like Paddy, yeah? Big up Cajun. Yo, my God, big up the man like Scope. Big shout to T-Power, yeah. Acta Alexis, yeah. Yo, Drake, thanks the label, man. Maths in English, live by it. London City, stand up. It's a UK thing. One.
You're listening to The Aftermath on Insanity Radio, Saturday mornings from 10 until 12.
And that was Bob Marley with Jammin', or German, as the misheard lyric would have you know. Anyone else hear that? No?
Listen again next time.
Kind of, yeah.
Sounds like German. We're German.
We're German.
Oh, good.
There should be a song like that. Germans.
What was before that as well? I've completely forgotten. Oh, it's Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal. With,
what was the song name?
I can't remember.
It was called De Feeling.
De Feeling. Good spelling.
I don't want to say that. I don't like saying that name. I'm not gangster enough, I guess. Be comfortable with that.
I don't know who is, to be honest. So, I am.
I'll
source.
Hana and my boyfriend Michal, who believes he is a gangster of sorts.
He does. He likes to act a little bit like a Jew.
Yeah. Hello, Michal.
Apparently, Sarah's watching us. Not this Sarah, another Sarah.
Oh, I'm watching us. That's for sure.
So, hi.
That's odd. I don't think I like it. I'm sorry.
Not Sarah specifically, no. Just in general.
I don't like you looking
Why
at us.
Why would I call her it?
No, just the concept of Sarah looking
There's a button on the front of the webcam which says privacy. Yesterday
when
I watched, it was turned off, so maybe you can turn it off.
No, we can't do that to our beloved fans. No.
They love seeing us.
Yeah, they love the sight of us.
They
Or are they sick of the sight of us?
No, I don't know. Guys, tell us.
Are
sick of our voices?
Apparently, Sarah says the studio webcam makes her feel perverted.
Yeah, I can see that. It would make me feel a bit like I shouldn't be watching them. Like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, you're the only person in the whole world that's looking, so... turn it off. No, just minimise it. It's fine. Play solitaire.
Yeah, do that instead. Or, like, make yourself some breakfast.
Or football manager.
Oh no, we've all just said things that we want from our lives. So I want to play solitaire, Farnham wants breakfast, and Adam wants to be a football manager.
Yeah,
I want to sit in silence. That's what I want.
What would you like to do in your life, Liam?
Right now, just chill out, you know?
Just chill out.
Maybe lie on the floor, you know?
No.
I'm quite tired. I've only had about 4 hours sleep.
Why?
I don't know. No.
Because you're nuts.
I ran here. It's like, I left Daphne at 10 when the show must have been probably starting.
Wow, you got here quite quickly.
I know, I was sprinting. And
sprinting?
Yeah.
I was printing on the way. I was printing. Oh, I've also had printer troubles this week.
Oh, no.
It's not been a good week. Tried to fix it, didn't work that well. And then got shouted at by my mother. hi, Mum, if you're listening. You may not be...
We'll see.
Liam, do you have a summer song that
you'd like to play? I got some new music. Wasn't that
Liam's summer song? Oh no,
that was it, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, that was your summer song, wasn't it?
Yeah,
sorry.
No. Okay, we can have one from the request. We can put.
Yes. Do we have requests?
From mi madre.
Oh, what has she said?
Did this show become Spanish?
I was like, wait, who? Who is that?
His mother.
A bit of Beach Boys.
Oh.
I think
That'd be good. Let's see if we've got that.
Apparently Ashley Cole has written in.
Oh no.
We don't want to be hearing from
guys, come on. I don't need this today.
What did he say?
He said, I do indeed, you sexy, sexy people, and yes, I am perverted. I think that might be Sarah.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Fair enough.
Even if you're under the guise of Ashley Cole, we don't mind.
As long as you're not abusing Chelsea, I'm alright with it.
Maybe we should play Get Around.
This is hilarious. And then we'll have an in-depth discussion about how ridiculous the media is.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Let's do that. Okay.
I'm actually up for that. Yeah.
This is The Beach Boys with I Get Around. Yeah, Ashley Cole.
Bye.
That was Beach Boys with Identity.
We couldn't see each other, so we didn't know. But yeah, that was the Beach Boys. That is very summery. That's like the epitome of summer for me.
No, we have a more summery song. It will come later and you'll spot it and
I'll be happy.
You will. We'll all be happy and it will still be miserable outside.
Apparently Ashley, no, I'm going to read that out. That's bad.
You should read the emails before
you should. We won't read that one. We'll read that later. But now we'll talk about the media and how dreadful the media is.
Okay. But they are in the public eye, so they should kind of
it's not fair. How many other hundreds of football players are doing the exact same thing without the media just like prying into their lives? It's not
true,
fair.
But he has gained so much fame through like his wife and who he's married to.
Are you talking about Ashley Gould or John Terry?
I was thinking about my Terry. My lovely Terry.
John Terry, okay, yeah, it's really... that's a really horrible situation. I feel more sorry for Wayne Bridge, though.
Oh, obviously.
I don't have that much, like, kind of sympathy for John Terry, but it shouldn't have been blown...
He should not have lost his captaincy. Mm. That is just not fair.
Okay, yeah.
Just because
you should let your personal life interfere with, like, your professional life. I suppose they are role models.
But they're role models to people who wouldn't even be reading this stuff and wouldn't know that this has happened. Like younger people, who wouldn't.
Yeah,
like,
but
necessarily.
Like you still consider someone your role model even when you're
whoever thinks that that's something you should copy. Well, they have other problems in their life.
you shouldn't give them the chance to like.
I'm not saying he should be praised for it, but I just think he shouldn't have been taken, his captaincy shouldn't have been taken away, and the media should definitely lay off. Like, he's a football player, he's a very, very good football player, and he should do his job. And what happens off the pitch, that's just not really that relevant, is it?
I think I kind of agree with Adam in this, that I don't like the media taking a moral standpoint.
Yeah, exactly.
That it's not justified at all, and it's just like saying like, oh yeah, they're the role models, and it's like you're the people that are throwing this stuff in kids' faces, and yet you're saying this is all like ridiculous that they've done this, and it's like you're the one who's exposing it to them. I don't know.
The thing is, it's like a really horrible way for Wayne Bridge to find out.
Yeah,
it's a fair.
That is the worst thing.
I know, but did he find out through the media, or was it?
I'm not sure. But it's not exactly very nice for it to blow up in the media, though,
if
he didn't know beforehand.
It's not nice for anyone involved.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, Tiger Woods. I think it's more funny.
Because he doesn't play for Chelsea.
He doesn't play for my team, and he plays the sport I don't really am that into.
Oh yeah.
But
there we go. Interesting.
What I found quite funny was his press conference when he was like apologising and stuff. And then people were weeping, and it was just so weird. Yeah, he gave like in a really like kind of weird churchy room. I thought it looked quite churchy. And there's he's not entering the competition though.
No, he's
staying out of it. But I don't know. It was kind of laughable how serious it
was. He doesn't
play
for Chelsea. That's funny.
No, it's
fine when they don't play for Chelsea.
He shouldn't be in that situation. He shouldn't be like demonised, and he should definitely not have to apologise for this problem. We all know he has now. He shouldn't have to like literally say sorry for it to people that he doesn't know.
I think like, America's
why.
Like different.
Yeah, that's what made me laugh. I think the fact that they were like, yes, you say sorry to me now.
Yeah, you have only offended me by doing this in your personal life. America's, I think they take everything a bit more to heart.
Yeah, and I think Britain's maybe going down that road as well.
It doesn't
make me happy.
Most things, yeah, I know. But I feel that maybe it's coming... very close to
a certain time in someone's life.
So I'm gonna go ahead and play this right now.
Adam's 11 o'clock reveal.
Yeah, Adam, what's a reveal?
He grabbed the microphone quite violently.
I have something living in my throat at the moment, and I don't know what it is. That's not my alarm. I've got it wrong. Right, my reveal is that I am not the lentil muncher from the this what is it? Mythical person who
seems to be
taken over Insanity Radio.
Yeah. Which
I'm happy about. But I am in fact the gentle puncher and the dental cruncher. So if I wrote that into your show, then I'm sorry. And that
you
was me.
You should apologise. You probably gave them some good material.
Yeah, I did.
So
So there we go.
Okay, Liam, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
If you're looking at on webcam, you can see Liam's.
We've got some love from the Egham Island Discs, and I was trying to promote their show, but I don't know what time it's on, so I'm gonna find out.
Oh,
Charles.
Charles. Nice to know you're listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, still it's weird.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait until the song was on.
Nice.
There we go.
What do you think of the show, Charles? You should write in and let us know.
No, indeed, that Adam is not the lentil muncher. He is the gentle puncher and the dental cruncher.
So, that's a bit of a huge reveal there. Thanks, Adam. I think we're going to go into some songs now. This is Stylo by The Gorillaz.
It's a good song. Enjoy it. Like you need it in your life. Dance!
Hello and welcome back to the Aftermath Show. We've had some controversy over the football stuff. I didn't know my words didn't fail me then, I'm afraid to say.
The football stuff.
I had a message in from Alex.
Friend. I know your football friend.
The football friend.
That was a reference to the In-Between Us, which is amazing.
We probably shouldn't have done that then though. Maybe.
I don't know.
We've had a message in from Alex, and this is all kind of stemmed off from what we were talking about concerning John Terry and Ashley Cole and all these promiscuous football players. And Alex has said that players in the England dressing room will be forced to take sides. Of course, Terry should have lost the captaincy. He has divided the team, which is the opposite of what a captain should be doing. He should have been dropped. So I think that's quite a strong view that Alex has taken that. Does anyone have...
What? Okay, I'm sorry. The only reason they're divided in the dressing room, as you, like, fantasise, I don't know, is because the media's shoving it down everyone's necks. Like, they...
I'm pretty sure
footballers are quite...
Okay, not all of them are, like, philandering wasters.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of them would be quite angry that he's done something
and have
like
alliances
that
within the team
as
well.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure offenses. Footballers are quite used to ignoring issues that are going on. they're footballers. It's hard they're to do good at football. They just play football.
Yeah, I know, but it still affects your performance. I mean, despite...
has not affected their performance.
I think that's quite a strong view that I don't think he should even drop.
He should I can see his point.
Though. Can you not at all?
I don't know. I'd like to see their contracts and see if it says, "Oh, you could not."
Yeah, but
do anything wrong
like,
in life.
No, but it's not like this is the first. Well, for I don't know. It's not like not doing like there is going to be written in the contract. It's to like legitimate that it's still a bad thing that he did, and it's still
I know, but managers can't lecture their players on morals. I mean, like, you could literally pick out faults in anyone, and I know this is quite a big thing, but
I think
for him to lose his career over it, that is crazy. That is actually crazy.
I think, but like specifically relating to his captaincy here, I think that it's judging about the role of a captain to bring a team together. He's chosen because both in his like both his skill, but also his leadership qualities, and those have been jeopardised by this.
Well, his skill hasn't. But,
his skill definitely hasn't. Yeah. Been.
Well, that's
no, skill
said.
Hasn't. I said his leadership skills.
Okay.
I don't know if his leadership.
No skills, but like because of the way your team see you does it does affect you. It does affect and the rate of play.
I don't think any of us know the full story. Like, no. Some of them could have already known, or, like, some of them could have done that exact same thing to someone else in the team. We wouldn't know. They'd just hide it.
Also, yeah, talking about hiding it, we've just had a message in from Charlie. He says, also, John Terry managed to get an injunction on the tabloids involving other stuff, so he's been dropped because of more, like, stuff that's not yet been publicised. So, it's... There's lots of stuff that the British public don't know about, so it's not just...
Well, why should we know about it? We should just watch football and appreciate the game.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we had no reasoning for him to be... For his captaincy to be stripped of it, there'd be, like, uproar about it. Because people would want to know why that had been done. And obviously there's more to it than just this situation, like, of him sleeping with Wayne Bridges' girlfriend or whatever. And there's more that we don't know about. So it could be that, you know...
He slept with everyone's partner.
Yeah, he slept with loads of people's partners.
Realistic.
Or that he's, you know...
Shot someone.
Yeah,
or
he's violent, or he's horrible.
I think this is just up to a really ridiculous level.
I quite enjoy the fact that like some people are like talking about all of this, and my mum is messaging and for the second
Again.
Time, just saying, can you play some Elbow, ignoring all the football banter entirely, which I enjoy.
Maybe we should. Let's play some Elbow. Calm people down a little bit. I think this is getting a little bit heated.
It's good. Healthy debate.
But yeah, we'll play some Elbow just to satiate your mum, calm her down. I feel like
play some Elbow.
Getting more and more exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Next time you come home, I will not make you dinner.
Oh no!
You have to fish.
Oh dear!
Because you live on an island.
No.
What's going on, guys?
Sorry,
Adam couldn't pick a song, so. Liam was helping him. So yeah, this is Elbow with Grounds for Divorce. That was Elbow with Grounds for Divorce.
Quite aptly named.
Yeah, very apt. We didn't realise the irony of picking that song until about halfway through the song, and we realised that we've been talking about philandering footballers, and Ashley Cole has a newly divorced status as of like last week sometime.
He has many grounds
not on
for
Facebook
divorce.
I assume
no not on Facebook.
You said status, I got confused.
But that's the only status that there can be.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting that way.
But yeah, so Cheryl Cole divorced him by text apparently.
I don't want to know about that.
She said it's over, get out. And then that's how they finished, and now she's asked for a divorce.
If you want to be really cold and doing something, a text is what you need to do.
Oh, but come on.
Facebook,
did that actually
comment.
Happen?
That's cold.
That's,
right?
That's worse. It's not even that personal.
A night
everyone.
On the fringe no. is quite horrible.
That's horrible. Oh, but she was in LA, terrifying. So she would have had to call like maid or someone. To
right on the milk carton. Yeah. Like
on all the food.
Mime it to them and run out.
That'd be quite funny.
Yeah.
talking about Cheryl Cole, Sarah asked her if you've heard her speak. I think
have you heard Cheryl Cole speak? I didn't ask this.
Another Sarah.
There are so many Sarahs, and we're all great, aren't we?
You are. We love
yes,
you.
Sir.
We have, and she should not speak.
Yeah.
She should just keep
possibly,
her mouth closed
in her whole life.
Maybe.
She's
very, very beautiful. I think she's, like, actually gorgeous.
I don't know, I think
gorgeous,
she's plainer
she
than most
speak.
People, like, make out. But
she's got such an amazing body, though. Like,
so many other people have that as well.
Yeah, I guess yeah. so, but I think she's amazing. But, she shouldn't speak. She should shush.
Like so many footballers.
Yeah.
She should just not speak. And we had an interesting message from Molly.
We did, yes. Yes, I completely forgot about that. And Molly said, going back to Terry, she said, media coverage or no media coverage, an affair is wrong, and I would imagine that would divide a team anyway. I don't know if his career should have been lost, but this is not the fault of the media. The blame lies at Terry's feet.
I agree with that. Obviously, affairs are wrong, and they're like one of the worst things you can ever do.
Yeah.
Apart from a few others, but I'm not going to go into that. But I don't know. I just think, surely, shouldn't be juvenile enough to take people's sides. I mean, they should be grown up enough to play the game.
You're asking footballers to be grown up.
Yeah, what are you on about?
Come on, they earn enough to be grown up.
They do, but they're not.
Yeah,
they're not grown up in
really?
The slightest. Yeah.
None
Baron.
Of us actually know that.
Who's the Baron?
Oh, he's the Baron.
Who's
oh,
the Baron?
Oh, it's a secret. It's not
secret. Is it Archibald?
No, it's Aaron Ramsey. Because if you write his name in the predictive text, it comes out as Baron Ramsey.
Right.
And it's amazing.
That is a sign.
Yeah, that is a sign.
But yes,
affairs are wrong.
They're not grown up at all. They're just they're so immature.
Really?
And
you're
at school. They're
playful. Oh, right. So you can tell footballers it's a right to be juvenile, but you can't be immoral.
No, we're not saying it's a right. We're saying it's a situation.
Yeah, so. We're not saying it's all right that they're juvenile.
Well, why can't
they
do immoral things and keep their jobs as they are?
Because they're meant to be. They but are.
They
like,
can go and like play with a toy car. And like,
yeah, because that's not hurting
up.
Anyone.
Yeah, but what John Terry did didn't hurt the people that watched the game. Why
it's
would it hurt?
Well, Wayne Bridge
hurt.
Is now not put himself. Yeah,
his
staff
career.
Up the selection.
It hasn't
so
ruined his career.
It's affected it quite badly.
Yeah, but it was his choice to let it get affected.
But I think he would have done it anyway.
He's
I mean,
not been
like,
playing very well for the last few months, whatever. He's probably known that long.
Yeah, I think it would have affected whether we, the public, knew about it or not. So
I don't know, I think maybe he should just...
And they obviously know
his
a lot
job.
More.
I just
like, a lot of people have worse barriers in their jobs. Like,
I guess like if it was an office situation...
Just get over it.
Like,
it probably happens
CEO.
In a lot of offices.
If it was an office situation, though, and like, I don't know about an affair or whatever, but like... A lot of people lose their jobs for things like drink driving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though your job is not related to drink driving. And it's kind of a similar...
I don't know.
Well, that guy, okay, this is quite, I found, like, I was on the internet a couple of weeks ago, and on the BBC I saw this news story where this guy, he worked at, like, this stockbroker's, like, company thing,
yep.
And he lost his job because one of the people that he worked with was giving, like, a press interview. You know how they do it when they're, like, situated in their office and you have, like, the office workers buzzing around them behind them. Well, he got, like, this email, which was actually porn, and he opened up this naked picture of Megan Fox, I think it was, and you can actually see him looking at it whilst this guy's, like, talking to this news reporter, and he lost his job over that. His job had nothing to do with looking at a picture of a naked girl. You know, and he still lost his job.
I know, but
over
I guess that kind of says to the rest of the world that the company, that's the kind of thing that everyone, like, that's...
So someone's not allowed to open up an email and just... It's...
Oh, no, yeah, that's wrong, but I can see where they've come from. But I just think, to be a captain of the England team, you're not going to be... It's not like people are buying into your product. You're just representing... You're just, like... using your skills to represent the country. You're not using your personal life to represent your country, otherwise you'd be like a columnist or something. You'd write to people.
Yeah, okay, I guess so. I don't think we're getting anywhere with this conversation, so maybe we should drop it.
I'm just playing some of the new music, hopefully in a minute, of the Cortinas, and their new album came out this week. It's called Falcon, and it's really good. I'm actually going to get it. The lead singer guy who started it is actually Liam... Liam Finn, and he's a really good solo artist. I've heard about him a while back. He did the album's called "I'll Be Lightning." If only.
Oregano.
Must you mock my Americanisms?
Falcon.
Because he lives on an island.
That's a falcon. But yeah, no, this is a new song that came out with a single. It was on the 15th, and it's called "You Overdid It, Doll." And
it's called what?
You overdid it, doll.
Oh, right.
You overdid it, doll.
I'm sorry, Liam.
It's fine. I'm American. I can't speak. That's what we decided.
Can you say any words?
Alright, yeah.
Not really.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy.
Liam's new song, band thing.
Yeah, do you like it? Send
What's
in,
the name again?
It was
I can't remember.
You Overdid It, Doll by the Cortinas.
Very nice.
I generally
what was their other like big song?
Liam's
recording this. You're not 19 forever. Yeah. Is that what they did? Yeah.
I'm actually struggling to think not of how you say the bird that I said of the thing in an English way.
The bird?
Yeah, the title of the album. That was mocked for saying in an American way.
Falcon.
Oh, right, I said falcon, fair enough.
Like stealth falcon.
So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that.
I don't have a new band. I'm sorry, I failed you all. I don't have any new music to play you, but I'm sure you can find some yourself. Let me know. You don't need me.
I kind of had to do some. I never do, so I thought I'd actually try and bring in some. But I think we've come to a point where we've hit a bit of a brick wall about the
football thing. Yeah, because there's a lot of people, a lot of boys. Who are getting really irate about this.
I'm quite into a debate. I mean, enjoy having a good intellectual conversation about this.
Yeah,
sort of
we've
thing,
done this thing before.
Yeah, we have.
So, it's good.
Yeah, sorry if we're boring anyone who's not really a football fan.
I'm not a football fan, but I still have a point of view about it.
Yeah.
Liam, we've got some love for this song. Povey just emailed in. He says, I really like that song. Bought it last week. So,
nice one, Povey.
Big love. Well done. It was a really good song, actually. I enjoyed it. And I'm not, like, a huge Cortinas fan, but yeah.
But I'd say, Povey, stop messing around and do your work for Monday's test. That's what I'd say.
Okay. Whoa.
He's just made that big.
We had a few other messages in.
Yeah, we do have another few messages in. More about John Terry, really.
Oh no, I feel like this. It's time to send them in.
Yeah, let's read out a few of them.
Okay, Frankie Who Went to Hollywood. I do really like that name. Well done. I enjoyed it a lot. I wanted to say he. Would I be right in saying a he?
Yeah. Frankie. Yeah.
Well, I knew Frankie, but she was a girl, and she spelled her name.
Frankie from S Club, whatever.
Juniors. Her. He's now in the Saturdays?
Yeah.
Oh, can I just interrupt quickly? It's the sky's becoming blue and lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
The rain stops, and I think that's our show. I think that's our show's influence.
We should just go.
That's it. We don't need to do. Our work is done.
You should always listen to us on Saturday mornings. We'll bring the sun out for you, as well as tell you how to cook your eggs.
Emma said that we've got a slight echo in the background. Is that what you wanted me to read?
Yeah, I thought there might be another problem.
Ah.
Me and Adam sound quite similar to each other. Maybe it's just two of us. Who knows? Anyone else experience an echo? If you are, write in. More emails?
More emails. Oh, Charlie is speculating. He says Man City versus Chelsea today. Will Terry shake Bridges' hand?
Ooh. I don't think Bridge will play.
I think it's important. I think they should just play the game and be quiet.
I think he's going to kiss him.
It's more...
he's going to touch him inappropriately.
He's going to cut him.
Surely it's more will Bridge shake Terry's hand. Isn't that the question?
Not really. I think it was
Terry should just shake his hand regardless.
Yeah. Terry is in the wrong, so he should just do whatever. But, I want something like that to happen. Like, he just goes over the top and just...
Kisses him on both cheeks.
Yay! Just gets down on one knee and starts crying. Isn't that be great?
That would be great entertainment. But they're not there for that, okay? Who cares? They should play football. It should be great. End of story.
We've had a request in to play Mr. Blue Sky.
Do you play this too much?
I think people enjoy it.
I mean, because it
I
is...
I think so.
Okay, well...
We have played it like 4 times or something.
No, well, later on the show. Because it is Blue Sky and it's getting even more as we speak. It's great.
It is good. But we'll try and... we're going to play another song now while we try and get this echo sorted out, because apparently lots of people are hearing this echo. So we'll try and find out what's causing it.
But in the meantime, look outside and appreciate Mr. Sun.
Yeah, because Lakshmi's got a wave machine.
That's what I've heard.
for a wave machine.
We didn't even notice you came back in the room, so you are a ghost.
I came to my pen and Gaz said it froze and I looked like a ghost. I was in fact Jane Holloway in a past life. Or no, this life.
In this life? It was actually, just last year, wasn't it?
Last year I was Jane Holloway and it was great.
Mm. I'm actually quite excited about the blue sky that's coming out. It's just because, like, and we haven't had a lot of talk about summer. That's supposed to be our theme. It's mainly been
been people sleeping with other people.
Yeah, which is shouldn't be. It's not the best theme, to be honest. But I'm just.
It's a great theme. What do you want about?
We have a message from Charlie saying, "Who's the dude in the blue sky?"
There was no dude.
There
in the
was
blue
no
sky.
Dude. You are imagining things.
There was no dude in the
What's
blue
wrong
sky.
With you? You should take some pills.
What dude in the blue sky?
Pills. Pull your mind up.
Oh, take some pills.
Take some pills.
Down some vodka.
Could it have been the
then
lentil muncher?
Kill yourself.
Might have been the lentil muncher.
I believe it was the lentil muncher.
I disagree.
And if you don't know who that is,
you should find out. Yeah.
Lentil muncher.
Yeah. And add him or her.
I don't know. Yeah. The sex is put to her, to a female. So.
Oh. Clues.
There's an insanity mystery going on.
Maybe we'll find out at Insanity Royalty, which is happening this Thursday.
That would be an amazing reveal. Yeah,
that would be great. Should have been like...
Oh, Adam, you should have been the lentil muncher.
That would have been great.
You can't be angry at him for not being the lentil muncher.
He was the gentle puncher and the gentle cruncher,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, he made up for it. With two
other aliases that rhyme with lentil muncher.
So it was good. Anyone want to email about festivals you're going to? I mean...
I'm not going to any because I can't afford anything. I'm so poor. Although, I might go try and see if I can rustle up the money to go to Wireless again, because that's quite cheap.
Yeah,
and Jay-Z is headlining, and I love Jay-Z so much.
He's also on the Isle of... No, Festival,
yeah. Yes, he's headlining Festival.
Again, I may sneak into this year because...
Sneak into?
It's in a field, like, really, I've done it before, anyway,
Well, hello, Liam.
If you want to pay for tickets, it's good. It's actually, we've got Hot Chip actually playing.
Aren't Strokes playing as well?
No, that's the Isle of Wight Festival, which I wouldn't advise you to go to, but if you like, I mean, that's the only...
Why would you say that, Liam?
It's the centre of the town where, you know, I kind of...
The only actual town
in the island.
On the island.
And I've spent so much time there. It's kind of near the town. It's good bands and a nice stage, good lineup. But I don't like it as much. The festival's much more hippie. It has an innocent fruit smoothies van.
I thought they were going out of business. That's what I heard. And they don't seem to.
Who's going out of business?
Innocent smoothies. Oh. What happened there?
Well,
they saved themselves.
Have you ever been to their offices or anything? I don't know why you would.
They're really good.
They have like fake grass put up on the walls.
Yeah,
and, like,
but
they
treat
give
their
out
staff
so many freebies,
like,
yeah,
really,
they
really
give
well.
Them, like they give them like, leave and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, that's why they're going out of business.
But they're really nice.
They're lovely. I mean,
they're too nice.
I like reading the packets.
Yeah,
they always have
like
messages.
But there's also like loads of other kind of smoothie companies and like drinks companies who try and do the same, and
they
like
go
down with the
kids. And they're cheaper as well, which is
but innocent smoothies are so
they
young.
Are
the
they do
in,
like
one now,
they do
pots of like lunch pots now as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, really. I've like, had a few. It's so good. You can get them for the Boots meal, which is always good value.
Oh, do you? I did not know that. Well, there you go, fact fans.
Go to Boots.
Go to Boots. We love Boots. Yeah, we also love Perfect Pizza.
Oh.
And we should promote
that
them
urgently.
We need the pizza. You should definitely go out, buy an instant smoothie with your Perfect Pizza.
Yeah, do it.
And then dance
to dance to the Gorillaz.
Yeah, or just anything.
What was the wrong one?
Dance to Hot Chip. I'll be dancing to Hot Chip later.
Yeah, you will. You'll be dancing to Simeon as well.
Oh yeah.
Simeon Mobile Disco are apparently supporting or playing after or like doing something.
They're definitely doing something.
Yeah, related to the Hot Chip gig tonight. So
they'll
very,
also be a
very
store this year.
Jealous of Sarah right now.
Also, hello to Beryl and Stan.
That's my grandparents.
Oh, hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Adam's grandparents.
My
no,
Liam.
Adam's.
Adam. Sorry. I looked at that.
Oh dear.
It's fine.
Do your grandparents have any requests, Adam?
No.
No?
Not currently.
They should send in a request.
Yeah. If you guys want us to play anything for you, you should send us a little email and we will.
You know,
we'll try our very best anyway.
You know what I'm really looking forward to in summer?
What?
Thought Park.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm looking forward to like picnics and
I missed that from last summer. That was so fun.
And
crab football.
Yeah, just Pims. Being able to like not have to think about wearing coats and how cold you're going to be and if you're wearing suitable footwear, because if you're not, just take your shoes off and it's fine.
Oh, and I love the feeling of grass underfoot. That's so good.
Grass on the foot.
I said under, but yeah. Grass on the foot. On the foot as well. Why not?
Just around any part of my body.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Fine. Let's move on and play a song.
What? Okay, yeah. Okay,
we can move on from grass, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we've gone down a wrong road.
I went down. not in estimations or in mood, just in my chair. I really want, I hope that's a webcam, like,
you
before and after,
like,
suddenly, like, and I've gone
stink.
Down.
But, yeah, we should play a song.
Yeah.
You guys have
a very
anything
happy
under?
Song.
Oh, yay.
Very summery, and we'll be dancing, all of us.
So, this is, I don't know what this is.
No in the world.
Oh, wicked. Oh.
Over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk. It was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun.
AM.
Online.
www.insanityradio.com.
This is Insanity.
F***ing top.
Eggham.
Any pizza, any size, only $9.99.
Call us now on 01784 471 999.
Or hit us up on www.perfectpizza.com.
See us in person at 87 Eggham High Street.
Why have a normal pizza
when you can have a perfect pizza?
Insanity.
You're listening to Sarah, Bahana, Liam and Adam. It's not just any radio show, it's an Aftermath radio show.
Welcome back to Insanity Radio. Bahana's injured.
If you have a look on the webcam, you'll see
She's on the floor. My laugh just broke the register. Are you okay?
No, she's not okay. But on the other hand, we've made Charlie very happy with that song. So
nice contrast there.
Mr. Blue Sky.
So thanks for listening.
So yeah, back to festivals. What festivals did people go to last year?
Wireless.
Festival.
Festival.
I wanted to go to Field Day, but I didn't get tickets. But I will this time, because it's only like £30 and they play like loads of really great bands play it. Tonight is Our Parliament, which is a tiny mini festival as well. It's really folky and nice.
Talking about mini festivals, there's the Secret Garden Party.
Ooh.
Which is awesome. It's like
sounds
kind of
nice.
Yeah, it's got all like loads of really folky bands, really like a lot of like unknown stuff and like quite a lot of performance art, and like it's done in this amazing, I don't know exactly where it is, I can't really remember. It's apparently really hard to get to, but it's like really just
the
name. I'd go for the name, to be perfectly honest.
I went to V-Fest last year and
I
got like nearly murdered, probably.
Oh, no.
Dizzy Rascal's on, and obviously he's amazing, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But I was like right in the middle of like, I couldn't see out of the crowd.
Oh,
and then
no.
These like crazy, crazy drugged up guys were like jumping around and elbowing and pushing. And one guy dragged me into like a circle he'd made.
Yeah.
You know, like when people in crowds try to make circles, pushing into everyone.
Things,
and then he pulled me into it and like pushed me and like was trying to start a fight, I think. I was like,
I hate it when people do that.
And basically, my friends were at another place, and I was on my own, and I was like, oh no, this is dreadful. So yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, I really want to go to Glastonbury, or I don't know, I just want to go to a festival this year that isn't V-Fest.
That's fair
but
enough.
They're all very expensive.
So expensive.
If anyone would like to give us free tickets,
we'd love you.
I've entered like loads of those competitions to win like tickets, because eventually, like, if I do it forever,
you got me to do it for you.
Sorry?
You should have got Adam to do it for you. He's really lucky at winning.
Oh, I'm going to find some more.
Oh, why?
Oh yeah, did anyone get Rage Against Machine tickets for the free gig? I know there's only a few minutes left to email them, but go ahead, because I got some and I'm very, 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 very excited. I'm excited. You don't even like Rage Against Machine.
How many did you get? How do you know? What?
I just don't think you do. Do you?
What? Yeah, what?
Do you like
Rage? Yes, I do.
Okay, whoa.
It's kind of like, who doesn't, really?
Whoa.
Who doesn't like me?
Right, okay. Yeah, well, this is awkward now. yeah.
A fallout over Rage Against the Machine.
No, I stand.
Making assumptions about me.
I do apologise, this is not your kind of thing. But have you ever seen them?
No, I don't, like, it's not like I go see every but band I like, yeah, though.
No, fair enough, you just don't actively dislike them, or you quite like them, fair enough.
I quite like them, yeah, and that's pretty much it. I mean, like, I don't know. I wouldn't have entered the competition, but then again, I wouldn't have entered a competition for, like, the Cortinas.
good link there.
Thank you.
It was on the show, it was all good.
It was, yeah.
But no, I mean, I'd like to go to Glasto. Glasto would be good. It's just like...
I don't know, I've heard bad things about it, though.
Really,
what?
Like, it's really difficult to see the people you want to see, and I found it difficult enough just at V-Fest, which is, like, a medium-sized festival.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Like, getting to places takes like half an hour.
Oh, right.
To get from one stage to the other, because it's so massive.
Something you don't have a problem with festival, or any of the smaller ones, actually. But, like, Reading, actually, the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also one in London in July, I think, Lovebox. I've been to
Lovebox,
a few
yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, I haven't heard of that.
It's
what's
amazing.
That about, then?
It's kind of like, they have random people on.
It's like a bit dancey as well.
It's a bit dancey, it's a bit folky, it's a bit kind of everything.
Bit of everything, have, like Groove Armada.
Groove Armada are kind of like...
The
people behind it. They're always there every year.
Yeah.
And I was right at the front when they were on 1 year, and it just was amazing.
They're amazing.
They always put on a good show.
Yeah.
They always have some kind of craziness going on.
Yeah.
So that's good.
But there's all those staple bands that always come to a festival. It's like for the best of all, they have like the Cuban Brothers, who are absolute like mentalists, and it's great because they just kind of like keep coming back, and they're there every year, and it's just like everyone gets really happy about it. It's really good. But yeah, what other festivals are there out there? We've got this Download and Sonosphere. And,
I would never, ever go to Download.
Bloodstock.
Why would you not go to Download?
I think I'd just be too scared about...
Dying?
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it's not like I don't like the bands that play there, but I don't think it would be my scene. I think it'd be a bit too rough for me.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, Reading can get pretty out of hand.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And
even at V-Fest, people were throwing whole pints of beer in actual glasses at you. Like, how did you get a glass? Why are you throwing at me? Why is there beer in my head?
How have you worked out, you know, paying for things?
How are you alive right now?
Those questions go through
horrible.
Your minds.
Yeah.
No, but like,
there's also like smaller ones like Stag and Dagger, which is coming up, and
the Trucker Festival.
Yeah, and the one in Brighton, the Great Escape. I so want to go there.
Oh, that would be
like,
cool.
So many years where I've just been
how much is it?
It's $45 for early bird tickets for the whole weekend, so it's three days, and it's
when,
you just have
when
to.
When is it?
It's mid May, so it's like just at the end of exams or
during
exams. So yeah, I'd really, really love to do it. The only thing you have to like get sorted is like where you're staying and stuff.
Yeah.
But
I've got
some contacts. Yeah, but yeah, that's one of the ones that I really want to go to. It's just like a massive pub crawl, pretty much, but with bands.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool. That's one I've always wanted to do.
Edinburgh Festival.
Edinburgh
Fringe, which I really want to go to at
some
point.
Same.
As, again, could be a possibility for a holiday if we get ourselves sorted. Maybe.
Are we ever going to get ourselves sorted?
We're never going to get ourselves sorted.
Is it well over a year?
Oh no, they're falling. Well, we'll drive somewhere and do something.
We
go on a road trip.
Road trip!
Yeah.
Like any suggestions on where to go? Any cheaps? Not too
studenty
places.
Yeah.
No.
I really want New Slang to have a festival.
No.
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 I am the spokesman for
New Slang.
New Slang anywhere but Kingston, and I say no.
Yeah. Anywhere but Kingston.
No.
Yeah. Do that. Yes. New Slang Staines. Wow.
I told them to do that, and I didn't think they'd listen to me, but they did. They listened to my advice from there on in, and look what happened.
So, what's the moral of the story? Listen to Sarah. She knows best.
Sarah, she's good at knowing things.
We've got four minutes left, in fact. And, oh yeah, just anyone who's been missing shows recently and you don't know about the podcast, we've got podcast up on the...
Yeah, listen, if you've missed some...
Well, we don't have the latest ones up because our bandwidth has been exceeded. Like, there's been too many downloads. So
really?
We have to find a new place to store them.
That's amazing. We had... What was the bandwidth?
It's like, I don't know, but we've had like over 28.
Like 20...
Over
so
28
downloads. People downloaded to listen to us. That makes me... I think that's... This is sound like... But I think that's cool.
Liam, stop this.
18
crazy.
Of them were me.
Yeah, 5 of them were me.
Yeah.
So.
And another 2 were me.
All right,
so.
Don't blame me.
No, we're joking, we're joking.
Don't blame me for being excited about it. But
yeah, because we are award-winning now.
Yeah, we are.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Slip that one in there.
Charles asked, actually, did we win? And we did. There we are.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll do okay at the Student Radio Awards.
Yeah,
nationals. It's scary.
I just call it nationals now.
Because you watch Glee.
Yeah.
We talk about Glee all the time.
Tomorrow. All right.
Really?
Yeah. It's on Sundays.
No. I've seen all of them.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah. I'm waiting for the American part.
I'm going to stop talking about Glee.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
hey, all right, look. Tomorrow's Glee is good.
It's all right for you.
Oh, just because I have...
I'm allowed because I'm a man.
That's ridiculous. You two, I did not expect this from you two.
It's just because I've not seen it. It's just because I've not seen it. I would love it if I saw it. I know that. I know that for a fact that I would actually just be like, "What is this wonderful world that I've missed out on?" But I just not haven't got around.
So yeah, we're hoping that Alex and Hazel will be back this week.
Oh,
we missed them last week.
Yeah, they weren't here last week because they were doing dissertation work.
We missed them, and we hope that
we missed
dissertation work.
Yeah, we pretended to be... Well, we covered for a little bit,
yeah.
Like, for like 20 minutes. We pretended to be them.
We were in a DJ set.
Yeah,
it was cool.
We gave out points as well.
Yeah, like 1 point, but yeah.
1 point, that was it.
Counts.
And then we left with the filler on. But yeah, it was... Hopefully they will make it in, but it's kind of cool that we don't know. There's a lot of mystery. Yeah.
Mystery jets.
Oh. somewhere.
When are they coming in, Liam?
I think it'll probably just be Blaine.
Okay, when is Blaine coming
in? Oh, my uncle as well.
Will they sing?
When you spoke to him, what did he say?
Oh my god, he could be doing acoustic. That was amazing.
Yeah, wait, when you asked him to come in, what did he say?
He said he'd love to.
Yeah, when's he
coming?
Wow!
Let's do it.
Sorry?
When's
he coming? I don't know. I'll ask. He's only in Twickenham. Shouldn't be so hard.
Oh my god.
Can we go see him?
Can you just give me his address?
No.
I just want his address.
She wants Henry's address.
You can't have any of my family's address. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Will your dad give out his address?
Surely your home address you'd give me. I want to send you a letter.
Oh, you can. Just look on our tenancy agreement.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the good times. Rolling.
But someone just said, ooh, rage, which I enjoyed.
No. No, not no to you. No, just no in general.
Just
oh,
no in
the email that's just come in.
I think we should play a song.
Yeah.
This will probably be our last song.
Yeah.
It's the
It might not.
If we come back.
We may come back for a little bit if Alex and Hazel don't.